This is PHP BB Weekly, episode number 142, recorded live on Saturday, February 20, 2010. Get her done. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 142, for Saturday, February 20th, 2010. I'm Douglas Bell, coming to you from Washington, D.C., where we have free salt, all you can lick off the pavement.
I thought you're out of salt.
Yes, but once the snow melts, all that's left is the salt. We still have a lot of snow, but at least the sidewalks and the streets have gotten cleared off, finally. So all that's left is lots of salt. Your choice of white or green.
Good day, matey. I'm old salt.
Unfortunately, I'm not very near a beach.
Darn.
Coming from the northwest corner of the United States and the northeast corner of the state of Washington, David Lewis.
And I'm coming to you from the northwest corner of Washington, D.C. How about that? No, seriously. We literally have northwest, northeast, southwest, southeast. If you guys don't know the geography about how Washington, D.C. works, it's really cool. There's a lot
today,
of... Huh?
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, that's why we have every street name. It has northwest, northeast, southwest, or southeast in the name for a good reason.
Yeah. So Iron Dog asks what today's topic is going to be. It's going to be discussing how much sleep we could have gotten if we didn't wake up this morning.
Oh, no, I've got 14 hours of sleep and I still woke up, which is awesome.
I have to tell you, Douglas sounds like he got 14 hours of sleep and I probably sound like I got about 2.
There you go. Now we that's why I was out last week. Originally thought I was going to have a thing to go to, but that got canceled by the snowpocalypse, and so instead I was sleep deprived. So I told David, you know what? I have another show to do after this. I'm going to skip because I was already planning not to be here. Now here's the bad thing. The thing I was going to go to last week has been rescheduled to next week. So either next week there will be another episode just like last week's if we can stomach it. Or we'll do a non-live episode. In fact, I think we might go on put a poll on the forums, David, to see whether the crowd would rather have more of you and me talking, not live, or more of the craziness you had last week. Which was, you know, your discussion about, what was it, global warming?
The fast-growing chicken trade in China.
Something about getting an egg in a beer bottle.
That have you ever tried that?
No, I don't drink beer.
Okay, yeah, neither do I, and I've never tried that.
Uh-huh.
But you probably use a different bottle.
Not with an egg. We'll see. Today's actually a very auspicious episode of PHP BB Weekly, and do you know why, David?
I don't know why, Douglas.
All right, think back to when PHP BB 3.0.0 was released. Right? That was kind of a big deal.
3.0.0?
Yeah, the original Olympus. This was the big one that took 5 years. You did a video about the anticipation
for it. December 17th, wasn't it?
Yep. This is the 100th episode of PHP BB Weekly since the release of 3.0.0.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 100 now, episodes on Mount Olympus.
I would have never thought anybody would actually taken the time to figure that one out.
I know. It just occurred to me last night.
Okay.
Things occur to me when I'm asleep. It's weird. I'm creepy like that.
It's like those, you know, if you're watching a sports game of some kind, they come up with all these really interesting, weird stats you'd never just like, you know, that stat would have never occurred to me. How did they come up with that?
Yeah. There you go. The other opening line I had for this week was from Washington, D.C., the official sponsor of the snow at the Vancouver Olympic Games.
How's your snow doing, Douglas?
It's melting slowly. We had a few days above freezing, but there's still lots of it out there, and we have some more snow coming in on Monday.
Estimated depth?
At this point, I'd say about 2 feet on average.
I am so jealous.
And we have another little under half a foot coming on Monday, which under normal circumstances would be like, you know, a significant snowfall for us. But now everyone's like, pshaw, we've had it. We had the snow. That's nothing. Just a little light dusting is all, so we'll see. We shall see. I'm just looking forward, because my spring break starts in 2 weeks, which is awesome, and also weird because it's still going to be winter.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's all we got to talk about for our local area. Like, rather than only wasted 5 minutes on that, we have some things we can talk about. Obviously, we got a big topic to talk about this week that was announced by the development team, but at first, a few brief updates. The first big brief update, I actually just found this out this morning, we were, of course, very excited for OSCON, which now has its own domain name, OSCON.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's that just happened like yesterday. So now there's still nothing on it because the program will not be announced until April, and that's when early registration will begin. So, of course, between us doing OSCON Invasion and the PHPBB teams having like a booth, we are going to have plans for it, but we're not going to try to make any plans until OSCON announces theirs, which will be in April. What's so funny?
Michael Williams joins the podcast. He jumped, you know, I see him joining the chat room at 10:06, so it was just a few minutes ago. And he says a minute later, "I joined and the first thing I hear is snow." Our resident snow hater. The first thing he hears is snow when he joins the PHPBB podcast.
I'm so sorry. That's like the only thing on – it still is the only thing on people's minds right now here.
Like I would guess that
I just got to tell the story. On Tuesday, I mean, my AU doesn't take President's Day off for some reason, but on Tuesday was when all the public schools got back after over a week of being out. Mm-hmm. And the first thing they had on the TV was that because this weekend was like the local – it was like the regional championship tournament for wrestling. And all the public schools missed all their wrestling matches to get ready for the tournament. So like on Tuesday, all the public schools – the kids in wrestling wrestled from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. to make up for all the lost tournaments.
Hmm. That's a lot of wrestling.
And that goes for all the other sports as well.
Yeah.
Michael, we already talked about how good last week's podcast was. So.
Good knows his emphasis on
yes,
good.
If only we had video.
He had really struggled.
If only we had video, you would see my air quotes. Only we had video. All right, so OSCON.com, and I mean, if you're interested, of course, PHPB will be there, and we'll have more on that in the future. But, you know, hey, their own domain name, so that's awesome. Mm-hmm. In the more immediate future, I actually announced this just last week after you guys finished your show. I made some revisions to the plans for the Monumental Meetup. Remember when I announced it a few weeks ago, David? I had plans for, you know, a big tourism type of thing. Well, no one signed up. And I think there was some thoughts like Marshall Rusty Yuri had a comment that, you know, he didn't think there was much time for, you know, actual networking type of thing. So I've made some alternate arrangements. I've actually booked a room at one of the local libraries in DC. It's actually the West End Neighborhood Library, which is in Foggy Bottom. It's right next to the George Washington University, which is in southwest DC. So actually, technically it's in northwest. I take it back. It's northwest. So there's not much of a southwest DC to speak of. So it's essentially going to become a lot like OSCON Invasion was, minus having a big convention nearby. But we have library room for about an hour and a half or so. And we are actually going to try to do a thing once again where we are code-sharing with PHPBB Weekly that day and have sort of an opportunity for open discussion. And, of course, people who can't come to the event can also pop on PHPBB Weekly. We're going to try to get that set up. And we'll also try to get streaming video again like we did at OSCON Invasion. I have a Bluetooth camera that I will be borrowing from here to use. So it should be a lot of fun. The only downside is PHPBB Weekly starts 3 hours earlier than normal that day.
Whoa. 3 hours earlier than...
Yes. Because it'll be 10 a.m. 10 a.m.
Okay.
Eastern time.
And
7 a.m. for you.
7 a.m. for me. That's...
If you want to join.
Great.
So... But it should be...
If I get the sudden urge to not sleep that night, then I'll join you.
Just go to sleep early, David. That's what I did last night, and then slept for 14 hours.
Iron Dog says in the chat, video of you two would be nice rather than staring at a logo. Well,
it's easier to do that when we're in the same place.
Trust right. me, you don't want to see these shenanigans.
David, you don't have to repeat everything that they say in the chat room. We put the logs on our website. But no, seriously, I mean, I think it'd be great. It'd be a lot of fun, because OSCON Invasion was like our biggest... our second biggest chat room and live listenership ever. The biggest being London Invasion. So this should also be very interesting, and we'll hopefully have some people show up. So we'll do that for the morning, then maybe go somewhere nearby for lunch, and then the afternoon is our oyster. We'll just do whatever we want.
Whatever.
If we can still have opportunities for touring somewhere, find one of these free museums or something. So should be a lot of fun, and I look forward to it because I will have spent a week by myself right before then, because that's my spring break.
Me too. No, wait, I won't be there.
Come on, David, come on.
I wish.
One of these years. One of these years, we'll be in Portland.
That's why there's one in Portland.
July, that's why we're planning another one. Yep, which I'm trying to make some money for. So.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. So anyway, if you're interested in coming... the topic, I'll link to it in our chat room, and of course it's on phpbb.com. Put a response if you're interested in showing up so I know who to expect. Should be great, and I'm looking forward to it. And that's actually now only 3 weeks away. So
only 3 weeks, that's not very far.
Been planning it since September, though, so there you go. Alright, other brief announcements. Talked also a few weeks ago about BBvasion, which is the site I'm working on to help people get meetups like this going. And so the planning on that is that's probably going to become my spring break project. So I'll start working on that then. But I've had one or two people already who have said they'd be interested in helping out. If anyone else is interested in helping out, feel free to send me a private message. I'm actually going to be launching a forum for it sometime this week. I'm sort of halfway through getting it set up at the moment. BBvasion.com/community will be opening later on this week, probably by the time this episode gets released, actually, if I can do it by then. So there'll be opportunities there. So if you have comments, suggestions, or whatever, we can have discussion going on that, and hopefully by mid-March have something ready as like a beta-level quality site. So, but I'm really looking forward to it. Going to be... very exciting to get that going. So we'll keep you up to date on that. And the last thing I want to look at is, David, we talked like 2 weeks ago when 3.0.7 hit RC1 for the QA team, and we still have not seen a release of 3.0.7 yet. Do you know anything about that?
I could probably check and find out. I haven't had a chance to test it out, and I still need to do that.
Because you're not a reliable QA team member.
Hey, you know, I...
I think you're forgetting about the quality assurance part and are only remembering the quack and assassinate part that we came up with.
Yeah, there's been people testing... verifying, but... Yeah, there's been a lot of people testing it from the QA team. A lot of people are going through and verifying bug fixes and things like that. I assume that they'll go through and verify everything is done first. And can I say there might be an RC2? Maybe.
There were some things that were in Subversion. I don't understand why this was. That were like slated for 3.0.8, and then were like this week merged back into 3.0.7. You know, I don't quite get why you would repair something for 3.0.8 when 3.0.7 is not out yet. But whatever. So, but I guess, you know, adding a couple more things to this release, so. Who knows?
Yep. There's only one, to answer the question, Iron Dog, any new features in 3.0.7? There's only one. The ability to use HTTP authentication in Atom feeds by passing a GET parameter it's auth equals HTTP within your feed. That enables you to use that HTTP authentication. So No.
Which I don't think anyone knows. Which most people don't really care know about anyway, because
there are a lot of important bug fixes in 3.7. Really important bug fixes, and a lot of them. I mean, a lot of them.
So we'll have another reading competition next week, I guess, or something. I think David's dreading that idea.
Oh yes.
No, we won't.
Definitely dreading it.
We'll do something different. Maybe we'll do play a game show, Wheel of Bug Fixes, or something. We'll have to get our whole chat room to call in and say, Wheel of Bug Fixes. Let's move on to actually what the main topic this week is, though, as I get slapped by Obsidian in one of the channels. Ouch.
That's because he's saying that the case insensitive sensors will be working again.
Oh.
In PHPPB. Yeah, that was something that broke in 3.06.
Which was?
Case insensitive word sensors.
Ah.
So, and that's bad.
Yes. I can see why that'd be bad. So there you go. the 18th was actually 2 days ago. So Thursday, Naderman, who our new PHP dev team leader, made a big announcement on the blog. Mainly a very a new roadmap for the huge future of PHP development going forward. Obviously, 3.0.7 is the immediate project to get released, but once that happens, we're really going to start seeing the development team split up and focus on PHPBB 3.1 as Kreos and PHPBB 4 Rhea. Now, a lot of the stuff in this announcement were things we kind of already knew from that two-hour marathon episode that we had him on January. That was a great episode, really. Great discussion we had. And we're going to keep going for 2 hours. But there are actually a couple of things that are either new here or that have now been finalized when he wasn't really sure about them back when he joined us on the show. But let's go through sort of everything in the announcement. And I've kind of made a list through in our show notes, David, so we can kind of stay a little bit in order.
First of all, it's not an announcement.
it's not quite. But
no, it's a blog post. It's a, what we're going to be doing, moving on to the future of PHPBB development, because the previous one was the future of PHPBB development. This is moving on.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, the first thing that is being announced, and this, I guess, a little sooner than I expected, is that the PHPBB is moving from Subversion to Git.
And Jeff will hate that news.
So, I guess the... PHPBB has only been on Subversion for about 2 years now.
Right.
We moved over right after PHPBB 3 was released. So
Subversion gave a good home for PHPBB, much better than CVS did.
2 years. How soon is this going to happen, first of all? And second of all, can we go through a little bit more detail, because we didn't get that detailed into it last time, on what is the use of Git going to mean for people?
Okay, Git is a distributed version control system. And what that means is that basically everybody gets their own repository. You know, you can clone the repository, and then, it's like you have the repository on your own computer. The reason that is beneficial is that it there's a lot of things that Git does well for development, for open development. And Git, you have to remember, Git was developed by Linus Torvalds, the Linux developer for the Linux kernel. And the reason they developed it is because you had all these Linux distribution developers developing all these different things, and you'd have people forking one distribution to make another. You'd have a lot of different people working on the development of one particular distribution and then trying to merge in that code back into the main trunk, which was the main Linux kernel or whatever like that. And so you had lots of different people involved in development. Well, Subversion became a real hindrance to them at that point, because first of all, Subversion deals with everything on a file basis. So it's actually very, very slow. It touches every file on download and upload, basically. It touches every single file. So it makes it very, very slow. In comparison, Git is probably about, depending on your connection speed, I'd venture to say it's near 100 times faster. I mean, it's really, really fast. Because it doesn't touch, it does not touch the individual files. It only reads them, but it does not, you know, it does not go through and basically write to them, which Subversion did. Mm-hmm. It does much, much better with merges. So, like, somebody can, let's say, for example, I want to help with the development of PHBBB4. I can do that without being a developer for PHBBB. Now, how do I do that? Well, what I would do is I would clone the Git repository on GitHub, and then I would code in my changes, you know, and I would, you know, do whatever I needed to do, and then I would do a commit, and then I would send that commit. There's actually two ways that I could do it. Number one, I could actually send that commit to one of the developers, which they could look at, they could actually implement, look at it, and, you know, either reject or accept the changes. If they accept it, they just push it straight to the GitHub. And what that would do is GitHub would show that I was the author of that code when I did it. Subversion, on the other hand, to do the same thing, you would have to create a patch and then send it to one of the developers. They'd have to implement the patch and then push it to the server, and it shows that they're actually the authors of that particular patch. One thing that they've done with the junior developers is that the junior developers can code in a patch, and they have commit access to the server. They have commit access to the repository. But they have to get it approved. So what happens is that a developer has to pull in the patch, implement it on their local hosts, and then approve or deny it from there. If they approve it, they have to back out that patch and then pull in the latest Subversion, which has the patch included in it. So it's actually a lot more work for the development team to use Subversion than it would be for Git. Git is just much, much faster, much better at merging. It's much easier for a lot of collaborative development. Actually, Naderman has this to say, Nils has this to say about Git moving from Subversion to Git. In order to be able to better deal with greater community involvement as well as developing in multiple branches simultaneously, we have decided to switch to a new version control system. Oh, okay. So here was the first problem with Subversion. Branching and trying to merge those branches is a nightmare. You end up with all kinds of conflicts that are very difficult to handle. And Git does much better at true merging than Subversion does, and also so much faster. So it's much, you know, you could have 20 branches and merge those back into the master branch with Git without any problems. You know, you might have the occasional conflict here or there if somebody changed the exact same line, but overall, it's going to deal with those merges much better. It's much smarter handling them. Okay, Nils goes on. Git is a free and open source distributed version control system designed with speed and efficiency in mind. Remember, it is also Git was designed to work with huge repositories. The Linux kernel is a massive repository, so it was designed to work with that. Subversion isn't designed to work with repositories that large. Anyway, Nils goes on. Making Git ideal for community collaboration. We hope to get a lot of patches and code contributions from the community, so we need a way to handle these patches. A distributed version control system solves a lot of these problems. It's easier for users to fork the project, make changes to it, and push those changes back into PHBBB. It should also make the collaborative development of mods and projects built on top of PHBBB much easier to maintain, since updating the underlying PHBBB version is much easier than before. Git also makes it easier for us to track code authorship because Git differentiates between committer and author. That's why, for example, you still have a protected repository on GitHub where only the PHBBB developers actually have access to commit code to the Git repository. but I can commit something to my local repository, send it to a developer, and they can commit it, but it still shows me as the actual author of that particular code. So the repository is still protected.
And it's able to avoid like spam or malicious people.
Well, yeah, you don't want to have the repository open to just anybody to commit any stuff. I might commit, you know, it's not about being malicious, but you would have a lot of people who would be considered developers who might commit a lot of bugs, might commit security problems. You know how it is. You know, there's a pretty tight control that you want on security, on compatibility, on optimization. You know, you might have a developer that puts in code that runs a query in a loop, and it's like, oh, you don't want that kind of thing to go in there. Everything has to go through approval first.
What are these potentials for mod authors that are mentioned briefly here by Nils? But what are the potentials of having a Git platform in terms of helping mod authors?
Well, it's for one thing, it's a lot easier to actually code in changes to the core code of PHPBB because it's going to handle the merges much, much better. You know, it tracks the individual lines that are coming in instead of looking at the whole file and going, you know, and trying to merge it from there. It tracks the incoming code. So it's going to allow people to make patches much easier. For example, like I have a local subversion repository that I use for developing patches for PHPBB3. I will also develop mods for it. But because of the way that subversion works, I actually have to code in – I have to create a separate repository for each mod. And that would still be the case with Git, but it's still much easier. I could still merge between all of them. If I wanted to, and with Subversion you can't really do that, at least not easily. You can do that to a limited degree, and to be fair to Subversion, they have implemented some features in some recent versions that have made merging much, much better and much easier, but it's still not near the speed of Git, and or the efficiency of Git. So yeah, mod authors are going to really enjoy it. Developers for sure are going to really enjoy it because it's much, much better.
I mean, that's what gets me though, that mod authors are still probably going to want to develop on stable releases of PHPBB, not the development repository of them.
Well, right, yeah. I mean, you can do both. It just depends because I mean, you can tag a development version, you know, and then just run off of that particular repository if you want, or you know what my favorite should be developing for the trunk is much easier. I mean, you just do git pull and it fetches the code and then merges it in with your local repository.
I mean, if it is easier to develop for, like, we know 3.0.7 is coming out, and if you're able to develop on top a mod on top of that, then you can, if there's anything significant that changes, you can have a tested mod ready to go as soon as 3.0.7 is released. So there's a benefit there if the mod author takes that extra time.
There is a downside to using Git.
Which is?
Windows.
Oh!
I kid you not. Windows and Git is a nightmare. It really is. First of all, Git is not a user-friendly system at all. Subversion is actually pretty user-friendly. It's straightforward. Whenever you get an error, it tells you what you need to do next. Git has very... very cryptic error messages, and so when you'll come across an error, you know, be like, okay, well, you have, like, let's say for example you make changes to a particular file and you haven't committed. See, the commits, when you actually commit to Git, you're committing it to your local repository. It's when you, if you have write access to the origin, then you can do a git push and push it to the origin. But it tracks all your changes on a local basis. So that's kind of nice. That means you can actually commit. I can develop for PHPBB, do all these commits to my local repository, and I don't touch that PHPBB server. You know, so that's kind of nice. But
so if Git and Windows is so awful, what about Git and Mac?
No, Git and Mac is really good. But here's the problem.
I suppose there's like a GUI, though, for Git. On Mac.
There is. Naturally, it's for both Windows and Mac. There's actually several GUIs. SmartGit is a good one to use, and it basically it does it does provide that GUI interface to the Git commands and allows, you know, it gives you some help, and that's good to use. There's also Windows, what's it called? It's called, I don't remember the name for it for Windows, but most people use it. It's got some Bash tools with it. There is, you know, you can run some basic commands from
there. I knew there had to be something, considering that when I was on the teams, there were only like three of us guys who used Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Me being one of them, and they would always make fun of us.
Yeah,
and so I would have a hard time seeing the teams willingly going to something that was horrible. It was impossible on Windows, so it had to be something.
Well, it is definitely possible, but here's the problem with it: it's difficult to get working on Windows 7. It is possible, but there are some problems with getting it working on Windows 7. Yeah, believe it or not, it's actually better and easier to get it working on XP and Vista.
Wow.
Yeah.
The much beloved Windows 7, but is not as good as the much hated Vista.
Yeah, you know, and France are one of our developers on Star Trek Guide. He's got Windows 7 and was trying to install Git on it and was running into a lot of problems. But he did manage to get it installed, but he had to revert to an older version of Git 1.6, instead of the latest 1.6 point. I don't remember what it is, like 0.5 or something. Yeah, Git is has a very, very steep learning curve, mostly because there are so many commands. And the documentation, while thorough, is very confusing. So it's not as straightforward and clear as Subversion's documentation is, but there is a lot of documentation out there. A lot of times you'll end up with an error, which you'll be like, what the heck does that mean? There are going to be a lot of people in the PHBBB community that are going to get these types of errors. One thing to remember is that we have dealt with them before. We have dealt with these errors before. We know what kind of errors you will encounter. So it is good to ask us. You know, Jeff, PHBBB expert in the chat, he's a Windows user, and he uses Git. He uses it all the time now, but you know, a lot of times it's been a struggle for him to use it because it's he and Git have not gotten along. Let's put it that way.
He and Git not getting along.
He's not been getting along with it. Yeah. No, but what we have to do is, I'd say, well, okay, post your error message, and I can figure out what's wrong and tell you what to do. And there's always a solution, but the problem is Git doesn't provide that solution for you. You have to actually find the solution or ask somebody who knows. So taking the error message and running it through Google is a great way to find that solution. Hmm. And
Do we know anything about the time frame that the teams will be using to start switching over to Git? Or as Larry the Cable Guy would say, when are they going to get or done?
That should be right away. I don't foresee a delay in that because they want to start the development of 3.1, which is going to happen immediately following the release.
Looking at right after 3.07 comes out.
Exactly.
That's the big thing that's changed because when Nils was on, it was really more of a PHPBB4 type of thing, and now we're saying, you know, right now we're going to we're going to get her done. I can't do it. Right. I mean, I have a friend who would say, get her done all the time, and I can't do it.
We got to get her done.
Get her done.
There we go.
Get her done.
Now, 3.1, you know, obviously once 3.0.6 was in the works, they realized, and they had the developer meeting, they realized they needed to do both 3.1 and 4.0, not do the 3.2 that they were planning and not do the 3.4 the way that they were planning it.
So we're not going to see a 3.2?
No, we will. I think we will.
Actually, let's transition over to talking about some of this. So we spent a long time on talking about Git. So let's focus first on Ascrius, which is going to be coming up right behind 3.0.7. And actually, they are going to have a feature freeze date of May 31st. Essentially, if we assume that 3.0.7 will be out right around the end of February, just a random guess, around sometime, I would think, sometime this month. That's about 3 months for the developers to start any new features or for the community to do any of that. Following that time, if anything is not been done or started by the time May 31st comes around, then it's going to be held off till 3.2.
Mm-hmm.
At which point there would be – now, they still say there'll be some time between the feature freeze and the first beta in order to finish up any features that have been committed. And of course, after the betas, then we have we'll have some time for betas and RCs before we get to a final release of Ascreus. But still, pretty significant, because this, as he describes, this was the problem with PHP BB 2.2. There was no point where they said, okay, that's, we're done, that's all we're going to do. Instead, they rewrote the whole damn thing till we get to PHP BB 3. Not only this, having a feature freeze date on May 31st, it's now looking very likely that we will see a 3.1 release by the end of 2010.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will definitely see a 3.1 release this year.
Mm.
Based on what I'm seeing. And Nils is really focused on getting the community involved in the development. And the community has wanted to be involved in the development, but they haven't really been able to up till now.
Mm-hmm.
Now the trick will be, okay, guys, you've been asking for it. Now they're...
Let's get her done.
Now they're giving that ability to people. Yeah, it's, you know, with moving to Git, there's the open development for PHP BB 4, which is in Area 51. You know, everybody can comment on the RFCs, which are requests for comments. Everybody can, you know, go through and suggest something. You know, if they have a better way of doing something, you can, you have an open floor for doing all that stuff. You know, suggesting stuff, for actually helping them code stuff. It is now possible. It's going to be possible in both 3.1 and 4.0, especially with the Git, using the Git version control system. It's going to make it a lot more possible.
Mm.
So people have been asking for it. Now it's time to put their keyboard where their mouth was.
Ew. I don't know about you, but my keyboard is attached to my laptop. I can't really fit it in my mouth.
Mine's not. I cannot. Yeah, I cannot eat it.
Oh my gosh. So you don't put your right tooth on the command key and your left tooth on the Q key, okay?
There's dust on it. There's
dust. Oh, my.
It's so plastic.
I think I might have to put the PG-13 label on this one, David. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Boy, I'm glad I got enough sleep last night. Okay.
Let's see. 3.1 is going... you can see by the feature freeze date of May 31st, 2010, you know, mm-hmm. that everything will be coded in there. So we should see a release of 3.1. I would guess July. That's
my guess. You're going to bet July for final release or beta?
I think a RC, at least an RC by July.
Hmm. Maybe. I have to see. Do you think? I mean, I don't know if we know anything about the features that will be coming 3.1 yet.
Remember, 3.1 is not a complete rewrite. It's building not. Features on top of the existing core, so it's not.
Would you say that 3.1 will be bigger or smaller than 3.0.6 was?
Oh, much bigger.
Okay. So a bigger thing. So 3.0.6 itself took about 6 months from announcement to final, and actually was about 3 months from first. I don't think they had betas. So from first RC to final was about 3 months.
Yeah, remember, there's a few things that are changing here.
Maybe 2 months.
Yeah, for you know, a few things are changing here. For one, you have you're building on the core, mm-hmm. So it will be a lot like the 3.0.6, except of a couple things. Number one, 3.1 is going to require PHP 5.2. Or later.
Hmm.
So
we'll see a lot of legacy code for PHP 4 go bye-bye.
PHP BB 4? In 3.1? Well, you're not going to actually see that code change. That code won't change. All new code will require PHP 5.2. But code's not going to change.
Okay.
Unless they're actually doing...
I feel like they're going to go through and, like, get rid of any wrapper functions for PHP 4 or anything like that. No? So we'll save that for PHP 4?
They might, because there are a lot of functions that are wrappers, and those aren't, you know, really going to be needed. But it's not necessary to really take those out either. certainly 3.1 will require PHP 5.2, so I think it makes sense to take those out because it's like, okay, those aren't going to work anyways, just might as well take them out. Mm-hmm. But you won't see code rewritten, you know, unless they actually are implementing a new feature that's on that particular, you know, if it's like, okay, this particular code right here, we're going to do bug fixes to it, or we're going to re-implement it a different way, or anything like that, that's the only time you'll really see it rewritten. But like the template engine, if there's nothing wrong with it, or if they aren't really implementing anything with it, you're not going to see it rewritten. Even if they add, maybe they add a few functions to the template engine or some different functionality to it, you're still not going to see it rewritten in PHP 5.2 code. Mm-hmm. So, it, you know, not a whole lot will change. A lot will be added, but not much will change.
Okay. Do we know anything about what will and won't be added yet? Or do we have to wait till the feature freeze date?
We'll probably have to wait till the... Well, I mean, we know some of the things that are going to happen.
The hard thing, Art, is that the long list of, you know, new features for Asgreus that was announced at Londonvasion, that list has been pretty much chopped up into it's either already was implemented with 3.0.6, it will be implemented in 3.1, or we're going to hold it off till 3.2 or even 4.0.
So yeah, I think you will see a lot of that land in 3.1. Not all of it for certain, but a lot of it will.
It's hard to know how much of it has already been done by the teams sort of behind the scenes and how much of it is yet to be written. So
yeah, you know, one of the things that the, you know, one of the first things that they discussed on the you know, in Londonvasion was the requirement change that it was going to be PHP 5.2 plus. So that obviously is going to happen. For database backends, I imagine they'll probably end up with they'll probably only support MySQL 5 and 6 instead of 3 and 4, you know, because those are outdated. They won't do the significant framework enhancements that they talked about. They won't do that in 3.1. That's going to happen in 4.0 because that requires too much rewriting. And, you know, they're not going to move a lot of stuff around. They're not going to rewrite classes, existing classes, user class, database class, those kind of things. They're not going to rewrite that stuff. The static classes are not, they're probably not going to do. That was one of the things they discussed. Interfaces and abstract probably won't happen in 3.1 either. That's going to be a 4.0 thing.
Well, a lot of it's because, you know, some of these things were, you know, were in the earlier days of planning back before, you know, when it was going to be 3.2, that time of thing was we were really looking at some of the features which were going to be major rewrites of parts of the code, and now it seems like they're saving the let's rewrite the code focus for 4.0.
Exactly.
3.1, let's keep it about the same way the code is for 3.0, but instead focus on how we can, you know, make improvements to features.
Yeah, exactly. Even the extending the framework portion, you know, that's not going to be in 3.1.
And we'll get to that in a little bit. We have a lot to talk about for that.
Cache systems was implemented, 3.0.6. Yes. New BB code parser, we could see that in 3.1.
Mm-hmm. The plan is to make everything a custom BB code, essentially.
Right. You know, and as I think we'll see a lot of changes to the moderator control panel, where they talked about an overhaul of the moderation capabilities.
That's been wanting for a long time.
Yeah, it is something that it is in dire need.
They need to get her done on that. I'm loving that phrase.
I think there will be limit. I don't think it'll be a complete overhaul like they talked about in 3.1. I think there will be a lot of things changed, but I don't think it'll be the complete moderated control panel overhaul that they discussed. I think that won't happen until 4.0. Or even 3.0. I don't know that it will happen for 3.2 either.
Maybe. I
don't think we'll see a lot of Ajax. I mean, we might see a little bit of Ajax happen in 3.1, but I don't foresee a lot happening there or the server-side stuff.
I would think we would probably get to have an idea of the features by around the feature freeze time, because we look back to around the time that PHP 3.0 hit betas or RCs, they did post a non-existent feature list around that time. But we were, I don't remember if it was around the closer to the betas or closer to the RCs during back in 06 and 07. But we did get to a sort of a list from the teams of what the features were, what the requirements were. So I would think that when they get, at least by the time we get to a beta, we will know what we're expecting. Well, when we get to the beta, obviously, because then by then people will be downloading it and testing it. So,
well, right, and by and for starters, the development won't be secret. You know, they're not wanting
to
keep
that.
they're not wanting to keep any of this stuff a secret from the community. They're wanting to be a lot more open so that people can actually contribute.
An open
contribute
source
ideas,
project being open.
Well, open development, you know, more open development instead of closed development, which it's been in the past.
Really
cool. So yeah, we will know all that stuff by May 31st, if not only in a blog post, but in code itself too.
And we've got a lot of the thinking of open development is being actually implemented for this release 3.1. And as Nils says in his post, everybody will be able to submit patches for 3.1. Detailed instructions will soon be published. We'll also allow people to suggest new features, preferably in a detailed form, so the implementation will be straightforward for the contributors. And the feature tracking system should eventually support some notion of voting on features, popular features being more likely to be implemented. And I was to say, I know I always compare PHPBB to WordPress, but when WordPress introduced a feature voting system, right away there were a number of features that shot up to the top big time, and those were the very next ones implemented in the very next release, and that was worked very well for them.
I think
priorities.
It does really help, you know, because remember the focus of PHPBB now is changing to, okay, what does the community really want? And so allowing this voting system is going to enable people to go, okay, this is what we want, and then those things will vote to the top. Now, of course, Naderman puts in the obligatory, there will be no guarantees based upon popularity in the voting system, and that's correct, you know, because you can't, you know, it's like, okay, we want this, you know, we want it to give us coffee, and let's say that gets 200. You know what?
David's working on that.
No guarantees that feature will be in there. Besides, that's my thought.
It is worth noting, though, that if someone wanted to suggest a feature and actually wrote the patch to make the feature happen and got it in by May 31st, mm-hmm. there probably is no reason why that wouldn't be implemented. So if David finished his coffee mod and submitted it as a patch by May 31st, PHP probably would make your coffee for you if he did
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely.
Pressure's on,
however,
David. Get to work.
Yeah, however, I do want to, you know, sell it, so I don't really know if that.
Darn.
I think that coffee mug will be
worth
something.
If you did that, David, it would no longer be Star Trek Guide, it would be Starbucks Guide. I couldn't pass that pun up. That's just too perfect. Starbucks Guide.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have to obviously wait whenever they announce the I love the code.
Hey, maybe next week we can put in our projections for features we think will land in 3.1.
Maybe. That might be one. If we do a non-live episode, then we'll do that because we can get away with anything on non-live episodes. We can get away with anything. That's where we got Cocking Assassinate from.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, whenever we get the details out about submitting patches and stuff, we'll talk a lot more about that at the time, because that'll be very soon, we think. But some of the let's move on to PHPBB4 Rhea, that's going to be a big deal in terms of his goal is. I'm going to read from his post. He wants to establish PHPBB4 as a state-of-the-art, extensible, object-oriented PHP application, an application that will no longer be seen as a black sheep by experienced PHP developers, but instead will use a modern PHP framework and provide reusable libraries to other PHPBB developers. And there's a lot of things that we can get out of it in terms of attracting more people. And the main plan is to utilize Symfony 2 as the underlying framework for PHPBB4. Then there's an RFC on the wiki, but for those of us like me who are too lazy to read the wiki, David, how about you tell me a little bit about what does it mean with using Symfony, what Symfony 2 is, what it means using that as the framework for PHPBB4, and in particular, why you guys have been having so many discussions about it on your own channels and Twitter and stuff for the past 2 days.
2 days, boy, you know, well.
You know, it feels like a week now, huh?
Well, it has, and we have been discussing this a lot longer than the last 2 days because we, you know, we knew that this was coming.
First of all, what it is, though, and what does it mean having a framework for PHPBB4?
Okay, so yeah, Symfony 2 is a PHP framework. It is basically, if people are familiar with the Zend framework, the Code Igniter framework, the
I know what Zend is. I don't really know what it does, but I've heard.
Well, Zend is the engine behind PHP, but the Zend company creates several different pieces of software. They create the Zend Zend Studio for Eclipse, which is an IDE. It's a development environment. It's an application that you put on your computer that helps you develop in PHP. It's built on Eclipse. Eclipse is an IDE for all kinds of languages, Java and C and yada yada. Okay, so they build that. They build Zend Guard, which is basically for commercial companies. They can encrypt their PHP code and distribute it, and which requires Zend Optimizer, which is installed on servers. Zend is really when you pull up your PHP info, you see Zend, it's the Zend engine. But the Zend framework is an actual PHP framework that they have. The SPL by the PHP SPL is a
standard PHP library.
It's not technically it's not like the PHP framework, but it's an actual library of different things that you can use, but it's similar in that way.
But then why do you need a framework to code PHP? Why can't you just start coding PHP?
Well, because using a framework means that you don't have to invent quite as many wheels.
Okay.
Okay, so here's an example. A PHP framework, one of my favorite PHP framework right now is Code Igniter. Very, very well-built framework. Unfortunately, it's a little, when they built it, they actually, it's fairly modern. The only problem is that I have with it is that they made it compatible with PHP 4. So it gave them limitations by making it compatible with PHP 4. But it's coded really well. There's a lot of really, really awesome functionality with it. And there's so much to love about it. The documentation is fantastic. It's really easy to extend. What it provides is basically a library for you to use. So let's say you are creating let's take it from a bulletin board standpoint, okay?
Yeah, I'm still not getting what you do use it for yet in terms of besides just doing PHP coding. I'm not getting this yet.
Okay, so if you use a framework, let's say for Code Igniter, okay? It has an input framework or a input library, which means that you know how the request var is used in PHPBB?
Yeah.
And in PHPBB 3.1, the previous 3.1, they put in a request class.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And it overwrote the get post request variables.
The super globals that PHP calls them.
Yeah, okay. There was lots of things that the request class did, lots of sanitization, filtering.
So essentially being able to do that without having – when I was a PHPBB2 modder, we always were told, you always have to do this and this to things you get from the HTTP post vars and stuff in order to – because they're user input, you have to clarify – clean them up, and that's the stuff we had to do in order for your mod to be considered secure on PHPBB2. So you're saying that this is kind of thing that lets you do that, wrote stuff automatically.
Yeah, so you have that. That's one input class. Okay. Yeah. You have a session class, which, like PHPBB has its own session user.
Because doing sessions by yourself is a pain in the neck. I know that from experience.
And in fact, if you want to add Michael Williams to the call. He has been working with me a lot on the PHP frameworks, and he can help me explain this a little bit.
Oh, why not? Back from last week. Just don't you dare do another Star Trek guy takeover.
Time for our takeover, Michael.
No. I still control the call.
Oh, no.
I still control the call.
Okay, so you have the request class. You can have a session class, which the code for the session has already been written. All you have to do is use it.
I thought Saturday was the day I wouldn't have to go to any classes.
There is a security class that I really, really love in Code Igniter, which if you use it, it can sanitize your incoming user input for all kinds of stuff. It can sanitize.
Well, now the input class already sanitizes data.
Right.
The security class can sanitize it even more for XSS, so you can allow, say, HTML, and it'll clean the most, a good majority, I should say, of the XSS attacks.
Right. Then you have other stuff like CodeIgniter does come with a database abstraction layer already. You know, so you wouldn't necessarily have to use PHPBs, although PHPB3s is actually quite good for its time. Yes. And we'll talk about Doctrine, because Doctrine will replace the PHPB database abstraction layer, and there's a good reason for that.
So I kind of get the idea now. So I take it that the choice of PHPB3 doesn't use an outside framework, and so it has a lot of sort of structure to the code that is custom developed. So I take it that this kind of thing is to sort of replace that, if I understand that right.
Right.
Well, it replaces the base framework, and David forgot to mention, you know, the controller system that pretty much any PHP framework has now.
God, man. Right now,
PHPBB has, say, an index file, a viewtopic.php file, mm-hmm. and all these files have common data.
Uh-huh.
The common data being, you know, the session create, the user auth, and all that stuff.
Language inclusion.
Well, with a controller type system, you have one base controller and you have one index file. And the index file is basically just there to catch all the calls to the site. So say you have phpbbweekly.net/blog, and that doesn't exist. Well, it's going to go to index.
Which is what it does right now, actually. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, right, but let's say you don't have a WordPress blog.
You have your own framework, yes.
Okay.
CodeIgniter will take blog and turn that into a class name.
It will route it to the class name.
Yes.
Okay.
It'll go to a controller, and now your controller, your blog controller class, doesn't need to have the session begin and session create and let's check to see if the user's logged in and all that stuff. That can all be done in the base controller. So it goes back to the PHP OOP where you don't have to rewrite code over and over again.
Yeah, you have a lot more access to you have a lot of access to functionality, a lot of functionality when using a framework. And then so it's like, okay, if you want to use something that's in there, say you want to obtain information about a user in PHPBB3, you would start by creating your page. You could create a new method or function, or even just write the code straight into the page that would do this. You'd create a query to the users table, query for a specific user, pull that data, and then do something with that data. Use the framework.
Now that gets you into models too, and next to controllers, you have.
I've lost
only,
the show.
You have view, basically. Your controller is your view handler, and it depicts what you want to do. So, for example, like David was saying, I want to select the user. Well, you wouldn't be writing the queries over and over again. So the frameworks help you optimize your code, so you don't have to write stuff over and over again. To sum it up short.
That way, also, if you have a bug or if you want to extend functionality, you do it in the core and it affects everything. You don't, you know, it's like right now with PHPB3, if there's a bug somewhere, you pray that it's in a function or a method somewhere because you don't want to touch a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. So I think we get the idea. So I guess the next question then, for PHPB4, why Symfony 2? And actually, based on your discussions, I guess you could also say, why not Symfony 2, if you don't like – I don't know what you guys think about it.
Well, at first when I heard Symfony, and it was from Francis, and he quoted one of Naderman's Twitters, and he said he wanted to convince the PHPBB developers to use Symfony. And I about had a panic attack.
Really?
Because Symfony, its current release is 1.4, and I can't say enough bad about it. There is nothing – absolutely nothing good about
it. It is a new framework, so you know.
No, no, no. What I'm talking about now. Yeah, no. No,
1.4.
1.4. Yeah, as if it's, you know, it's not old, but it's just bad. It's really bad. There's almost no documentation on it. That's all it is. It's the PHP docs parsed.
What about version 2 though?
Yeah, I'm getting to that. So this is why I had the panic attack, because I know Symphony 1.4 is really horrible. Okay. However, after reading, and I didn't know that he was planning on Symphony 2. I thought Symphony 1.4 was the latest version. Symphony 2 is called Symphony Reloaded.
It's actually it's a preview release at the moment, though.
Yes, it is a preview release at the moment. It's going to be open, or it is open development or open source. And it is built on 5.3. It's a complete rewrite.
5.3 of PHP.
PHP 5.3.
So, newest and greatest.
And it has some awesome, awesome functionality. It's got, you know, Symphony 2 has functionality we haven't seen in a framework before. It also has optimization and speed we haven't seen in a framework before. It's so much faster. It's so much more efficient in everything that it does. And also being built on 5.3, it's going to be very modern code. Yeah, right now it's a moving target, but the thing is, by the time they actually get into PHP 4 development, that will be very... Right, and 5.3 will become the standard PHP version to work on, and you don't want to be supporting legacy code. So Symphony 2 is not legacy. PHP 4 will not be legacy. So
Symphony is basically, instead of developing for something current, they are planning, you know, they're saying, okay, we're not going to release this. It's going to take some time to develop, so let's plan and shoot to just develop for PHP 5.3, which allows them to incorporate all the nice features that PHP 5.3 has and not have to worry about backwards compatibility.
Mm-hmm. So despite all the back and forth you guys have been having, you guys actually really like this idea of Symphony 2.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I think it's a fantastic idea. The thing is, it will mean so much less time for the PHPBB developers in actually developing PHPBB. Because the framework is there. You've got the database abstraction, the template engine.
We might see Symphony before 2013. Or sorry, PHP before by 2013.
It won't take nearly as long to develop PHP 4 as it did for PHP 3.
Nice.
You know, as far as man hours go, using that framework will diminish the amount of time it will take to actually implement stuff.
So let's do a little thought experiment. PHP BB4 is going to be rewritten completely from the ground up using Symphony 2. Mm-hmm. Can you guys sort of guesstimate what what PHP BB4? I already like the Symphony name better. What PHP BB4 would look like in terms of how the sort of its files and structure is arranged using Symphony? Can you kind of guesstimate how that would look compared to what we have now?
Yes, it will. It will be a way different file structure setup. It will be. It's hard to say right now.
Because like PHP 3 is very similar to version 2. We still have index, view topic, view form, all the primary. The main thing that's different is profile. That PHP is gone, but
that will change.
Yeah, it's kind of taking a stab at this with the PHP frameworks. You don't really have function files.
Everything's a class file.
Mm-hmm. Everything is a class file, yes, organized into a class file. And now, if you want basic function files, those are called the helpers, and you really limit those. And, you know, of course, you have your controllers, which are your basic pages, earlier.
So, like, view topic would then be a page. You know, you don't have... You know, and basically your URLs would then look something like this for PHP 4, that if you did the routes, if you use routes within the framework, they would be something like yoursite.tld/form/viewform/ the topic name or something like that. You know,
you're actually looking at something similar to clean URLs.
Well, you can use that. That's the nice thing about these frameworks is that they have these routing abilities that enable really, and it maps to all the controllers. So, like, if you had view topic, it would map to the view topic controller, and the view topic controller tells it what to do. And the other thing is that there's no actual query writing that would need to be involved.
Wow!
Because they'll be using Doctrine, so it's a database relational mapper. So what that does is it maps an entire database, and it is able to say, okay, this is how this entire database relates to itself. You know, this is how the sessions table relates to the users table, and this is how the users relates to groups, and this is how, you know, posts relates to topics and topics to forums. And
we're still talking about using MySQL, Microsoft SQL, and all these other same databases, though, right?
Yes. Now, yes. Doctrine, it doesn't have support for all the databases that PHPBB3 has, such as MySQLi. And I can't think of some other ones off the top of my head, but it does have
MySQLi is not a database type.
It's
an extension of MySQL, yeah. So you still have your basic, you know, you still have MySQL and Oracle and, you know, the majors, but I don't know what it doesn't support.
I don't know if it supports what's the name of it?
Well, you have
ODBC?
SQL, you have MSQL, you have Firebird, you have Postgres.
I don't know if it supports that.
I can't imagine it not supporting Postgres, because Postgres is going to do at least as much as MySQL can.
Let's find out here really quick.
While he's doing that, but
get back
Doctrine,
to what we're talking about here.
Yeah, Doctrine is can be integrated with Symfony, and the nice thing about both of these is that, first of all, there's so much less writing that the developers will have to do, because all this code has already been written. The other thing is that when bugs happen, you know, it's while the PHPBB team could go in and actually fix them within the framework, let's say, you know, if it was a bug with the framework itself,
okay, here
you
we
could
go
in and fix it with the framework, but you could also push that back to the Symfony to trunk, you know, so they could push those fixes back to Symfony, and then that Symfony framework will get better because of PHPBB, and that framework can be used. You would use it for all kinds of things. You'd use it for CMSs and blogs and obviously forum software and your own web applications. It's really easy to build your own web applications on it.
So yes, Doctrine supports Firebird, Bird, Microsoft SQL, MySQL, Oracle, Postgres SQL, and SQLite.
All right, I need to start wrapping this up, but I do want to sort of get an idea from you guys. What would use of Symfony or frameworks in general in PHPBB4 mean for mod and style authors? And also
easier,
considering that,
what would it not include for mod authors?
Man,
we're also looking at the idea of being able to have mods that do not touch other files at all. That was one of the goals for PHPBB4, mods that do not require code changes.
Yes, and a framework like this would definitely allow this. One, because everything is structured in an object-oriented way, so it's all based on classes. And with classes, you can override a function without having to go and edit a function.
Yeah,
and perform different tasks.
For starters, just the extendability and being able to do something and override a certain functionality within PHPBB will be so much easier. It will also, like, if I wanted to create a large mod that, you know, did something big. Let's say I wanted to build a blog on top of PHPBB. I could do it really, really fast because PHPBB would use the Symfony 2 framework. It would take me at least one third the development time to build it compared to if I was just building the blog on PHPBB3. So it's faster development time. You've got a Symfony 2 framework, which will hopefully be really well documented. And if it's really well documented, that means that I can go look up, okay, here's what I want to do and implement that functionality. That functionality has already been built. I don't have to build that functionality to achieve what I want.
But
to
it's
extend
a new
it.
Learning curve. It's a different
curve. Yeah, it is a learning curve, but the thing is, you save so much time in development, it's really not a big deal. I mean, it's okay, so learn. And the thing is, you don't have to learn the entire framework. That's the nice thing about it. You don't have to go through and try and figure out how the entire thing works. You don't have to do that. You just need to know what you need to be able to use. So, like, if you want to create a new controller, you just learn how controllers work, and then you implement the controller, and then you learn how you put that in the template, and then how you query through Doctrine to pull the data you want from the database. Or you load in your own YAML file into Doctrine to load in a new database tables.
What and it style has authors?
Style authors won't really
You won't really change a whole lot for style authors.
So we're still going to have the same style class that we have right now, which is pretty good.
They may change that a little bit, but I would certainly hope
syntax,
that their
syntax could change a little. Yeah. But as far as,
you not know, a symphony-related thing, though.
See, you can
now it's like we're using CodeIgniter for a project. And CodeIgniter has an MVC where it has a template using PHP, and, you know, coming from PHPBB, we were like, no, we're not going to use that. So we backported a template engine that Francis is using on a different project.
Francis built his own template engine.
And plugged it into CodeIgniter. Now we're using that template engine, which is similar to PHPBB3 instead. So here's
an example. Sorry to interrupt you, Michael. Here's an example of how quick it is. So Francis took a template engine that he designed for another project using a different, completely different framework, using a completely different structure, and he plugged it into CodeIgniter in a matter of 30 minutes.
Hmm.
So all of a sudden, we have the entire functionality of his template parser in the framework that we're building, or in the web application that we're building through the framework, through the CodeIgniter framework. And that's the same thing will be possible in Symfony too.
Nice. So
in WSBI will be using CodeIgniter now. I finally convinced David.
Yeah.
I still need to listen to that episode eventually.
Well, it's all a false episode now regarding WSBI.
It's all outdated since last week.
Now that you guys are using CodeIgniter, it's a completely different project now?
We're going to have to rewrite it because it'll just make maintaining the code base so much easier, and
we'll end up
it'll really give us all the features that we want as far as extensibility without having to rewrite it ourselves.
Well, you know how much of an echo chamber our show is, right?
WSBI Basic will still be there built on PHPBB, but there's so much more that we can do with it if we use a framework like CodeIgniter and Doctrine. Mm. Both those together are going to be, make it so much. It can do so much more with the framework. And then what happens, the nice thing about using these frameworks is now the development team, instead of spending time building that framework or building that core structure, building that, that base,
stuff
now
that doesn't really have to do with forums itself anyway.
Now they're spending their time developing the features that people like. They're developing user functionality, they're developing the user interface, they're developing the user experience. And that's where their focus is going to be. Not on the framework, and that's good.
Nice. One last thing about PHP before we move on is this last paragraph. The last paragraph that is mentioned about PHP 4, which will be using version 3 of the GPL rather than version 2, which PHP 3 uses. When version 3 of the GPL came out in 2007, we had originally heard from Mike Asenburn that PHP would not be going to version 3 and was going to stay with version 2. So why the change?
I have no idea. I don't know. I know they complain. I remember when version 3 came out, there was a lot of complaints from a lot of team members on the PHPBB team about the version 3 GPL. They didn't like it. You know, certain people, some people liked it. Other people really hated it. You know, there was a lot of conflict as to what they wanted to do. I think they said, well, version 2 seems more compatible with what we're trying to do. I don't know what version 3 contains. I haven't. It's been a long time since I looked at it, so I don't remember anything about it. So I don't have have an answer to that at all.
Ask Nils next time he's in IRC, and we'll provide an update next week or something.
Yeah, and I did talk to Nils last week about the Symfony 2 framework, and we discussed some of its benefits and the downside. And I expressed my complaint because all I knew about was the Symfony 1.4, and so we discussed how that was different from Symfony 2, and so that's why I'm really all for them using Symfony 2, especially after looking through it this last week.
Mm. Cool. So we'll probably have lots of time to talk about that, but it should be interesting. We'll have 3.7 is out, they'll be developing 3.1 and 4.0 sort of separately, which we'll be keeping an eye on. Once they've moved to Git. So lots of stuff going on. And, of course, people who are using Olympus, that'll still be supported for at least 6 to 9 months after 3.1 is released. So probably till summer 2011 is my best guess. You can still get support for 3.0. And they'll be still developing that as bug fix needs arise. So we probably will see a 3.0.8, for example, but maybe we can keep the third number of that version down to a single digit this time, rather than going to version the 24th minor releases of it, like PHVB2 had. The last thing that was mentioned is that the development team is going to be trying to have more meetings, such as the one from London and then the one they had in Cologne last July. So I guess they'll be doing more of those, but we'll be opening those up to all contributors as well. So is that going to be like where we're going with the sequels to London Invasion, or is there still going to be like a more of a users conference plan like London Invasion was?
I think it's more, you know, the developers will get together more often, mm-hmm. and discuss a lot of stuff with the, you know, with PHBBB itself, you know, because I think they realized how important that meeting, that last meeting was that, that spawned PHBBB 4. And so, you know what, we
you
need to get together.
3.0.6 or?
No, 4. You know, before, you know, because they had been planning, you know, they were developing 3.0.6, oh, they were planning 3.1, 3.2.
And they decided, you know, let's just get started on 4 right now instead of waiting a little bit.
And so that they want more of those meetings to make important decisions like that.
Cool. So we'll keep an eye on that. But that's any last thoughts on this new roadmap that was announced this past week?
Sorry, say that again.
Any just last thoughts on this roadmap that was unveiled on the blog this week?
Well, it's not really a roadmap. You know, it is some plans, but it's not really a roadmap. It's really, really exciting what PHBBB is going to do. I think
it's the same roadmap that we had from last July when that announcement came out, but now we're actually kind of filling in the blanks.
Yeah,
plans.
I see a roadmap as really being okay. These features will be implemented. You know, this is how we're going forward. You know, we already know how we're going forward with 3.1 and 3.2, 3.0.7, 4.0 from the last development change. You know, that Mike had posted. So this is really just a kind of expounding on that and saying, okay, this is what we want to do. This, you know, especially talking about the move from Subversion to Git, really important about how 3.1 is going to come out. The deadline for features and of course the 4.0 proposal for Symfony. So Nils is pretty excited about Symfony too, and I now know why. And so, you know, I'm sure he wanted to say, you know, I want to write a blog post and try and get everybody else excited about the development of PHBBB, and it worked.
There you go. So we'll obviously have a lot more to talk about it as stuff comes along, but especially hearing how excited you guys are about Symfony, and so it should be a lot to talk about as we see more come out of the team. So, but in order to keep this episode, it's already gone a little longer than we like to see our shows go. Let's try to keep it under an hour and a half so we can close up. We have the mod and style of the week. We'll start out with the mod of the week, which is a very cool mod I found I kind of like. It's called Share Topic. And it's by Senki. And essentially, this mod is very simple. It adds buttons to the top of the View Topic page for quick sharing of the topic using Facebook, Twitter, or Delicious. It adds them right up to the little icons up there for print and email topics. It is worth noting that has been mentioned this in the discussion topic, that when you install them, you need to refresh the image set and theme for the style in order for them to show up. But once they're there, you click on them, get a very quick way of being able to share topics you like on Delicious, Twitter, or Facebook. And probably a good thing for forum administrators to add, because you know this encourages sort of like a way for users to pass your site along through word of mouth, which can again get other people interested in your site. So I think a very nice thing to have installed. Not much else to say beyond that. We all know how Twitter, Facebook, and Delicious work, so there you go. Share Topic by Senki. And David is silent, but...
All right. All right. So, hey, where's the... Oh, did you post the mod? Okay.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I was trying to get the link to this tile.
So the
share topic, this model allows users to share topic that they, okay, Facebook, Twitter, and Delicious are supported. That's nice. Good functionality. A lot of blogs have that now, so it is nice to see PHPBB get that functionality.
Through a mod.
And the reason that's, yeah, through a mod, and, you know, because bulletin boards aren't just discussion. You know, a lot of it is a lot of content that people want to share.
Yeah.
And especially with something that's really interesting. So you see that all the time. So that's definitely nice to be able I've so many times I have seen a lot of forums that I have wanted to share the content of something in a particular topic or a post. And so that's a great way to do it. So really like that mod.
Is this probably headed to Star Trek Guide soon, you think?
We might do an implementation of that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't see why not. You got some good content on Star Trek Guide.
Yeah.
I'll probably put it on BB Evasion when I get that going.
Yeah. There will be a lot of new things on Star Trek Guide. A lot of new things. So this could be...
What are you talking about? We don't have anything new.
That's an upcoming episode, I believe, that David still won't tell me about. He won't even tell me about the part that will affect his own podcast.
When your own team hardly knows what we're doing, we can't really tell you.
That's right.
David's not there's, team. There's only... David is owner. David is Lord and Master.
Well, the there's all out of the entire Star Trek Guide team. There's only about five of us that really know what's coming.
I'd only really say three of us that know really.
No, what? Because you have you, me, Michael.
All right, let's do the style. Come on,
hold on, Francis.
No, we're trying to get this episode.
Okay,
right.
Four, myself, four, Jeff, four, yeah, people. Four people. Okay, all right, style of the week.
Get her done.
There's a link in the chat room.
Okay.
Is KS Serious.
Serious. And now we're being serious, huh?
Yeah. This is we're being serious.
Ooh, nice.
That just froze my browser. There we go.
This is a Pearl Silver based style. Mm-hmm. And it actually implements some new icons based on the Pearl Silver icon, so they look a little bit different. But the same. It's got a really cool... The reason I chose this was actually for its background. I really like the background image. I know it might be a little large, but it's a really, really cool background image.
You could probably take this style, change the background image, edit some of the theme elements, and that used as a great way to have a Pearl Silver like style with a custom background.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, if I had a forum on PHP Meme Weekly, I probably would do that something like that because the background of our current site is a style with a custom background.
Mm-hmm. And this is a fixed width style.
Mm-hmm. And this is a little toolbar up there, so you can add quick links to an extended site if you want to.
Yes, you could. Yeah, definitely. This style, KS Serious by Kane SP.
Not bad.
Style of the week.
So there you go. So that's the end of this symphony episode of PHP Weekly. We need to get the symphony music around here. So check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, and our forum at StarTrekGuide.com. For everything that is related to our show. Also, our next episode will be, again, to reiterate what we said at the beginning of the show, either next week or the week after. Depends on if David and I are going to do a non-live episode or if David's going to do another episode without me.
We all know what happens when you're not here.
Yeah. We also know what happens when we're not live.
That'll keep Douglas coming, huh?
Yeah. I said that. Like I told David, you know, anytime I think about maybe not doing the show anymore, I'll just listen to that episode and remind myself of why I have to stay for the forever. I can never leave, ever.
That really should have been an April 1st episode, but I had to get that one in.
When we have Douglas going for the first 8 minutes, that's pretty good. So, how was retirement, by the way?
All right.
Eight minutes of retirement.
So we will have a decision announced. In fact, we may even ask you to tell us on the forum which one you would rather have because we don't know anything. So, but stay tuned. Whenever it is, it'll be at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1800 UTC time. And, of course, Also, please check out, if you were going to be, if you're in the Northeast and want to come have a meetup, check out the link for the Monumental Meetup. I'd love to be able to see some folks there, so it should be very exciting. So that's it for this show. Thanks for listening. I am Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis.
And I'm Michael Williams.
Who we got on here yet again. So, thanks for your insight on Symphony, Michael.
Who snuck his way on here.
Thanks for your sign on Symphony, Michael. You'll make a great conductor.
Right. You're welcome.
And it's time for this episode to Geeter Done. Thanks for listening. Every successful community begins with you, Tag.
Yeah.
You're it. See you next week. Bye, everybody.
One.
Geeter Done.